In this video, let's look at what's happening in hypnosis session. Now, you're here in my office, or more likely these days, remote on Zoom. You're here because there is an issue you wish to resolve. You're not here for hypnosis. This is not a show. You are here to get back some peace and harmony in your life. Perhaps it's an emotional thing, a trauma, a depression, anxiety, and so on. Perhaps it's physical, pain or some disease in the physical. Anything from cancer to long COVID to an aching jaw and so on. It could be psychological, a disruption in the emotional mental levels that cause disharmony, large or small. To me, to this process, it makes no difference. It's an issue or issues, and we will guide your mind and what we call the superconscious to resolve these issues in the most optimum, beneficial, and appropriate way for you. Now, you don't come in cold. You don't just walk in off the street. We'll have a chat or consult that's free to see if everything is good to go ahead. Mostly, we answer questions and talk a little about what hypnosis offers. Then, when you book a session, I send you a video that in a few minutes walks through what happens in a session and what doesn't happen. The idea is to take erroneous expectations and reinforce the concept of being open to possibilities. Now, hypnosis therapy doesn't work on the conscious level. So I don't care if your mind is chattering and having thoughts flying around in your head. That is not the part of you doing the work. The part that does the work is the emotional part. It's the wisdom part of you. As we say, when you come to me, if you had an issue that could have been fixed with your conscious thinking, you would have fixed it. We're going to use the non-conscious part. I believe even Einstein said, I didn't arrive at my understanding of the fundamental laws of the universe through my rational mind. It may or may not be true, but you know the feeling. The more you try, worry a thing to death, the worse it gets. Now, clients sometimes ask, how should we prepare? What thoughts should I be thinking? I say, you and I are not going to work on this. So there is no preparation except to have no expectation of what may or may not happen. You may have a friend who had a hypnosis session, but whatever they experience has no bearing on what you will or will not experience. Every session is personal to you. But I do ask to be open to possibilities. Now, you don't need to believe, not even believe in an outcome. You just have to be open to allowing all and any of the positive possibilities that will be created by the session. Now, perhaps you're wondering about the superconscious I mentioned. Where does it come from? I have no idea. And all I know is there's some form of energy, of wisdom, that is there if you allow it. It will move you forward, balance, harmony in all aspects of your being. You don't have to believe in any of this. You just have to be open to all possibilities and have no expectations. And then we begin. And what happens? Do you sleep? Do you go into a coma? Do you enter into a movie? Do you dream? If this is your first session in hypnosis, you may tend to think nothing is happening. You are sitting in a chair listening to me saying this or that. Not very exciting. Though this may not be true, because as I said, everyone experiences hypnosis differently, and in every session is experienced differently. If you are coming for an experience, unless you tell me you're coming for an experience, you'll be disappointed. You're not coming to me to be hypnotized. You're coming to me to resolve an issue. And the goal of the session is not to fulfill fantasies about what hypnosis may or may not be. The goal is to resolve your issue. And depending on the size of that issue, how long you have had it, to what degree it controls you, will also depend on how you experience the session. Now let me say here, it's not hypnosis that does the work. It's your higher mind, or let's say other parts of you. and I connect you with what we call the superconscious, and this is the part that is the work. Not the thinking, chattering part. Parts of you, we say, because it's hard to explain in words the parts you have that do not deal in words and language. You know when you're overcome by a beautiful sunset, or excited about the brand new car, or your first baby, you experience this. You say words, but these words are not coming from the place of feeling, and they come after the feeling. They are not the feeling. We are working in the place that has experiences of feeling. Those parts of you that have feelings and intention. So your mind may be chattering away during the session, but that chattering part is not doing the work. So it doesn't matter. All I say, let it chatter, just don't follow the chatter down the rabbit hole of analysis. Just allow it to move on. A person comes to me and says, I tried another hypnotist, but they weren't any good. I heard everything they said. Of course. How else would you know what to do? Don't confuse hypnosis on purpose for therapy and stage hypnosis. It's the same process, but looking for different results. I want to resolve your issue. The stage hypnotist is looking to entertain and find those parts of the people on the stage that want to be part of that. All hypnosis is choice. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So a stage hypnotist chooses his volunteers with great care. He chooses the one who will choose to allow spectacle because they want to have experience and are willing to allow it. You come to me, not because you choose hypnosis, because you choose to now use hypnosis to resolve an issue. Perhaps it's a lifelong issue, perhaps a medical issue, perhaps an issue that is blocking your life, and we emphasize choice. You choose always. You can choose or not to go into hypnosis after all. Or you can decide you want the session to be done your way. And then I say, remember your way hasn't been working, which is why you're here. So I ask you to choose to allow yourself to go into hypnosis, then allow the work to be done inside to resolve your issue. It's always a choice. I'm a guide, not an enforcer. So what we're doing in this session, we help to create a state of hypnosis, which may appear to be quite a light state to start. But if your issue is big or deep, you will find the state will take you deeper as you allow it and as needed. Mostly we deal with trauma. Trauma is an abuse, a blow, an injury created in the feeling part of you. It may show up in physical, mental, or spiritual parts of you. These are called symptoms. So the purpose of the session is to find the trauma and the cause of that trauma and resolve it. When the trauma is resolved, there are no more symptoms. In the hypnosis I use, it's very simple and easy. Because the tools we use, your higher mind and the superconscious, are not blunt instruments. They are the wisest and most human parts of you. They only want to act in an optimum, beneficial, and appropriate manner to give you the best outcome. And that's what will happen to the degree you allow it. But what actually happens in your head, in your mind, is your particular version. It's going to be your way, and that will be the best way. You may see or feel or be aware of things, or it might be nothing at all, just sitting in a chair while the process goes on through you. And then when all is done, we ask you to emerge in your own time and your own pace. Maybe if this is a Zoom session, you may have asked to just be left and let you drift in a peaceful and nice state until you are completely ready to emerge. Mm-hmm.